It's February 2016. It's day six, and today it's all about breaking the rules. Now, I suppose breaking the rules is different to breaking the law. You know, probably everyone's broken the law in some tiny, tiny little way, you know. Dropped a piece of litter or something, I don't know. I shall not go into details of any of those. Breaking the rules, I suppose, are more self-imposed rules or, you know, rules of polite society, something like that. I broke the rules about 3 weeks ago. At Bletchley Park, we had a top secret visit. And I mean top secret, actually top secret, from the directors of GCHQ and the director of the NSA, Admiral Michael Rogers. So I was there to record stuff at Bletchley Park. And when you've got VIPs visiting, it's not good form to just leave a microphone on and record everything like I would at another event. If I was at an event or covering something like an exhibition opening or something, I'd quite often just leave my recorder on permanently because you never know if you're going to miss something. You know, if you've got it on, you've captured it. With Admiral Rogers, he went on a guided tour of the park. You know, there's a lot of security around him, so there was just a few people doing that. But right towards the end of the day, as he was leaving, there was lots of us outside to see him off. And I decided to put my recorder on. So breaking a rule there. But it worked because it meant I managed to capture him leaving and him telling us how brilliant he thought Bletchley Park was. And, well, you get the man in charge of the National Security Agency telling a joke based around a British royal figure. Bye.
Thank you very much, everybody. Really, it's great to see what you guys have done. I mean, this is such an important part of history, not just for our profession, and for intelligence professionals writ large, but for our respective nation, which is great to see this immortalized in a way that 20 years ago, I mean, this could have all been flattened. I mean, we would have all done something totally else. Nobody would have thought about it until the movie comes out, and then it would have been, wow, this, you know, that car park is weird. And this way, you're not going to be like Richard III and wind up in a car.
No, exactly.